Audio Renaissance presents Life Interrupted, The Unfinished Monologue by Spalding Gray. Read by Sam Shepard, with a foreword written and read by Francine Prose and eulogies read by their authors.
Years ago, I heard a novelist say that his most cherished fantasy was to sit at a small wooden desk in the middle of Yankee Stadium. On the desk, he would have his typewriter, the tall, black, old-fashioned Royal to which he had a superstitious attachment, and which turned writing into a form of fairly strenuous physical exercise. He'd write a sentence. The crowd would watch. Another sentence, and he could sense the fans moving toward the edge of their seats. And then, at last, he would write a particularly beautiful and brilliant sentence, and the stadium would erupt in a mad frenzy of applause, cheers, and whistles. As far as I know, my novelist friend never got his wish. But it's often occurred to me that what he imagined was an exaggerated but essentially accurate description of Spalding's working method. Spalding wrote at a small wooden desk in front of an audience. The only thing missing was the typewriter. He constructed his monologues by telling and retelling his stories, and he revised them in public from performance to performance. Stories would be added and dropped, shortened and lengthened, rearranged, emphasized and de-emphasized as, like most artists, he discovered what he was trying to do only in the process of trying to do it. In these early stages of a work, he was always, as he almost always was, multitasking. He seemed somehow capable of talking and listening at the same time. Even as